Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
The ACE Act will provide states with the tools to implement election integrity reforms. Implement key election integrity reforms in Washington, D.C. in particular, and protect political speech.
Wisconsin Republican Representative Brian Steil introduced the American Confidence in Elections, or ACE Act, at a field hearing for the House Administration Committee. The ACE Act is designed to accomplish sweeping election changes, such as strengthening voter ID laws and preventing federal funds from going to states allowing non-citizens to vote. It is one of two election bills coming out of Congress this week, as Democrats plan to unveil a bill of their own, aimed at restoring elements of the Voting Rights Act. Meanwhile, during the hearing, several Georgia election experts testified about the complexities of their work during the 2020 election. Vernetta Nuruddin, former vice chair of the Fulton County Board of Registration and Elections, said recently passed state election laws have helped election officials get work done faster, but adds the party line vote it passed on is detrimental in getting more Americans to cast ballots.
Why is this bad for elections? Mainly because no one, no matter who casts doubts in our electoral system, voter confidence in the electoral process decreases, while voter apathy increases for everyone.
As Congress considers the 2023 Farm Bill, anti-hunger advocates are watching for changes in funding to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. During negotiations to raise the debt ceiling, Congress created increased work requirements for people ages 50 to 54 receiving SNAP. About 750,000 Americans are at risk of losing food benefits under this change, according to the Center on Budget Policy and Priorities. Dawn Pierce with the Idaho Hunger Relief Task Force worries people will struggle to meet these requirements for a variety of reasons.
If they have to work X amount of hours a week, if they have to do a certain amount of job searches a week, they're not going to receive their benefit, and that's how it makes them hungrier when they raise the work requirements.
Farm bill debate is set to begin in September. Finally, in response to overdose deaths, there are new calls for North Carolina legislators to expand and update its Good Samaritan law. There were 400,000 fatal overdoses in 2022, and the latest data shows almost 400 in May alone. Ramsey Abbott with the National Coalition Against Prescription Drug Abuse says he, parents, and other advocates want improved legislation. Abbott lost his daughter to an overdose in 2015.
The group she was with at a small party panicked and they did not call 911 immediately. We later found out that, you know, from the time they dialed 911 to the time someone was on scene was just a matter of less than 2 or 3 minutes.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
Hey, how are you? Well, they're